Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Ha'azinu. At the end of Parshat Ha'azinu, after the song of Nevuah and Musar that Moshe gives Bnei Yisrael at the end of his life, literally on the last, the Torah tells us at the end of this whole Nevuah that both Moshe and Yehoshua teach this song, say this song, to all of Bnei Israel. Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Mem Dalet. Vayavo Moshe, Vayedaber et kol divrei hashira hazot beozne ha'am, hu ve'oshea bin nun. Moshe, this is the very next pasuk at the end of the whole song, again, Nevuah of Hazinu. Moshe says, divrei hashira hazot, him, and Yehoshua bin Nun. However, the Torah does not call him here Yehoshua bin Nun. The Torah calls him here Hoshea bin Nun. And that's very strange. We know all the way back in Parshat Shlach, in Perek Yud Gimel of Bamidbar, we know that right before Yehoshua goes out with the rest, the other 11 Meraglim, to spy on Eretz Yisrael, we know that Yehoshua's name is changed. His name is changed to Yehoshua. And that's the name that he has from then until now. It's the same name he has after now. And all of Sefer Yehoshua, he's called Yehoshua. So why here is he called Hoshea? And specifically here he is. He's about to be Bnei Yisrael's leader. After Moshe dies really, really soon, the next few psukim before the end of our parsha, Moshe is going to be told to go up to Har Nevo to go and die. The mantle of leadership is being placed on Yehoshua's head, not Hoshea. So why now is he called Hoshea? I'd like, with your permission, to share five answers. There's many more than five answers. I'd like really briefly to share five answers very quickly. I think everyone has a powerful message to share. And what we're going to do is we're going to answer them in chronological order. In other words, in the time when the person who answered it lived. Our first answer comes from Rashi right here in Parshat Ha'azinu. Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. Says Rashi, V'lama kor'o kan Hoshea, lomar shelo zacha da'ato alav. Sheaf al pi shenitna lo gedula, hishpil atzmo kasher mitchilato. Says Rashi, what a powerful Yehoshua. He's called Yehoshua, he's called Hoshea here, so to speak, to tell us that he's, so to speak, going back to his roots. The Torah is testifying to us now that even though Yehoshua is about to become the most powerful leader in Bnei Israel, he was for many years the second most powerful person in all of Bnei Israel. And here he is, he's first. And it's very easy to see, and we see this in politics and in leadership in our world all the time. When you get a certain level of leadership, of power, it goes straight to their head. It goes straight to their head. The gaiva is rampant. The selfishness, the looking inward is all over the place. Not so about Yehoshua. Who became the great one? I'm using this expression only as a way to explain. Little Yehoshua, little Hoshea, the little one way back when. He's a regular person, so to speak. Excuse the expression, a regular guy. And that is such a powerful message for me and for you and for everyone. That is Rashi's answer number one. The second answer comes from the Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra. He died about 60 years after Rashi in 1167. The Ibn Ezra says, "V'ukra'o hakatuv Hoshea b'shem shehayu kol Yisrael yodinoto." Says the Ibn Ezra, "Ki mi yada shekina shemo Moshe Yehoshua ki im kri'emo ed levadam." Says the Ibn Ezra, a very practical and many beautiful ramifications. The Ibn Ezra says he's called Hoshea because nobody knew him as Yehoshua. Even though Tanakh calls him Yehoshua, But no, the regular person, there was no internet back then. There was no Twitter back then. There's no Facebook. You know, there's 2 million people, 3 million people wandering around the desert. Who's supposed to know that his name is Yahushua? Only Moshe knew and a few people who were around the area, but no one else knew. He was known by the people as Hosea. And I think this is a huge lesson for leadership as well. Certainly, a leader, to become a leader has to act like a leader, and they can't be swayed by every whim of the nation. But we also have to know that for a leader to be effective, he or she has to come from the people. They have to know him. That's actually one of the problems that Moshe encountered way back in the beginning of Sefer Shemot. He was, for many, many years, an outsider. He grew up in the palace. He lived for decades in Midian. And Moshe had to, so to speak, show Bnei Israel that he was one of them. Vayar b'siv lotam. And Yahushua learned from the best. He's Hosea. He's a person of the people, by the people. And that's important for the people to know. And that's important for the leader to know as well. That is the Ibn Ezra's answer. We're going to skip about 400 years to the Kliyakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunchus, who died in the beginning of the 17th century. The Kliyakar says that Yahushua's we know that Yahushua was called Yahushua because of the tefillah, the bracha that Moshe gave to Yahushua before the Meraglim. Yehoshua ka Yoshiacha meyatzat Meraglim. His name was changed in order for him to be saved, to have protection, divine protection, from the Meraglim. Well, says the Kliyakar, that name was needed as long as the people of the generation of the Meraglim lived. Kol Zman, says the Kliyakar, Kol Zman, she'echad min oto dor haya kayam, haya nikra b'shem Yehoshua, v'ka'asher tam kol ador ahu, lo haya makom litfila zu, v'chazar ukra'o Hosea. Says the Kliyakar, he's called Yahushua because of the Meraglim, but once the very last person from that generation died, so the need for that bracha was no longer necessary, and he was able to go back and be called Hosea. One can ask the question on the Kliyakar, why is he called Yahushua throughout Sefer Yahushua? However, one can suggest, again, like we said a moment ago, maybe that was the name of Tanakh, but not the name of the people. Be that as it may, what the Kliyakar is telling us is that Yahushua didn't only need the bracha for those 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Kanaan, as one of the Meraglim. He needed it day after day, month after month, year after year, for 40 years. He still needed the bracha. Don't be swayed by the Meraglim. It goes to show you how far, how long, how deep the fears were from the sins of the Meraglim, from the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. Yahushua still needed the bracha. One old Jew living somewhere in who knows what Shevet was still alive. He still has to be called Yahushua. He still needs the bracha of Ka Yoshiacha Meatzat Meraglim. He still needs the protection. What a powerful message that reminds us what it was like to live in the desert. And reminds us today as well, we have a lot of Meraglim, Rachmana Litzlan, still alive today, who still talk badly about Eretz Yisrael, terribly about Eretz Yisrael. There are certainly negative things, no question about it, but it goes back to the whole idea of how we look at things and how we view things, and we have to realize how deep and how powerful the Meraglim's Eitzah was even to this day. That is the Kliyakar. We go now for the fourth answer of the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, says in Parshat Ha'azinu that the reason why Yahushua was called Hosea here was because the whole reason why he was called Yehoshua, once he was one of the Meraglim, and he changed his name was changed to Yahushua, it was a level of kavod. It was a level of honor. Likaru Gdula, says the Kliyakar. However, ukeshehi shvum hakatuv, v'yamar hu, v'oshea binun, hesir hayud. Says the Kli Yakar, yes, he's Yehoshua. He's the leader, he's gonna be the leader. But if you're gonna put him in the same pasuk, in the same words, who, in other words, Moshe, v'Yehoshua, it can't be who v'Yehoshua. It's not Moshe v'Yehoshua, it's Moshe v'Hoshea. When we compare him to Moshe, we have to remember that he is still only Hoshea. On the one hand, it's an important message, of course, because Moshe was great. Lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe. Moshe was the greatest Navi that ever is, was, and will be. But I think another message that the Or HaChaim is coming to teach us is that here Moshe is literally moments away from his death, minutes away from his death. He's retiring. He's going out to pasture. Who cares about Moshe? Now we've got to look to the future. We send them off. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. We have hakarat hatov to our leaders, even if they're no longer able, even if they're no longer lo uchal od latzeit v'lavo, Moshe said in the beginning of Parshat Vayelech, even if he's no longer able, we still don't throw them away. God forbid, God forbid. We sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomru lach, we said in the beginning of Parshat Ha'azinu, there's no generation gap. In Torah, everybody is valuable, especially in Moshe, but everybody is special. There's no generation gap. There's no old fashion. We look up to our people who came before us and wait for their wisdom. And perhaps that's another message of the Or HaChaim. And the last answer, perhaps, that I would like to share with you today, the last answer, perhaps, is from the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in the late 19th century. Says the Netziv. Remember, says the Netziv, that Yehoshua was not commanded to sing this song, to share this song with Bnei Israel, and the next psukim testify that it was really Moshe who did it. Says the Emek, Ha'amek Davar, the Netziv, V'rak Moshe kara shirat ha'azinu b'sefer Torah. Okay, but, says the Netziv, It was necessary and important for Yehoshua to help Moshe. In order for the people to understand, Kishba leva'er haya Yehoshua ozro bishlichut Moshe. Yehoshua was needed to come and explain in order to help the people understand. But says the Netziv, that's why he's called Hoshea and not Yehoshua. Mishum, says the Netziv, shelo asa zot. Bishvil Shehu Yehoshua Rabban Shel Yisrael, because Yehoshua serving in this capacity wasn't the great Yehoshua Rabban Shel Yisrael. Ella Bishvil Shehu Hoshea Talmido Shel Moshe Rabbeinu Shenikra Hoshea. Really? The reason why Yehoshua was working here was not Yehoshua, the future leader. Excuse me, he wasn't Rabban Shel Yisrael. This was, again, in quotes, little Hoshea, to show you that he was going and working and operating and teaching Bishlichut Moshe. And again, a powerful message of humility, a powerful message of looking back and knowing where your roots come from, a message of recognizing that we are all Bishlichut. We are only serving God. We are only Shluchei Makom. We're only Shluchei Tzibur. All we can do is act and operate and realize and recognize that we are shlichim. So again, we ask the question, to summarize, we ask the question, why is Yehoshua here called Hoshea? We had Rashi to teach us that he didn't have any gaiva, even though he was rising to leadership. Excuse me, told us that it has to come, that a leader has to come from the nation. We have the Kli Yakar to recognize and to help us recognize and realize how deep and powerful the draw was, the Yetzer Hara was, to the Atzat Meraglim, even till the very, very, very last Jew 40 years later died. We have the Or HaChaim, who told us that really we don't retire, so to speak, old leaders. They're always great. They're always our leaders. She'al avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomru lach. And lastly, we have the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who told us that Yehoshua and all of us are really operating only b'shlichut. And at this point in the Torah is reminding us that we are all only shlichim. I wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom.